Some major international names are calling for an end to the war on drugs, saying it's a failure. The Global Commission on Drug Policy issued a report saying government should decriminalize drug use. They're also claiming small users rarely hurt anyone but themselves. They recommend legal regulation, adding taxes and rules, and referring chronic users to treatment instead of jail. Chronic users to treatment instead of jail.
Hi, I'm Neil Franklin, and thanks for stopping by. I'm the Executive Director for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's Lee, and I'm a 33-year law enforcement veteran from the state of Maryland. LEAP is an organization of law enforcement professionals. That's cops, judges, prosecutors, corrections officials, federal agents. I've lost friends. I've lost comrades.
Big names behind the report include former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, the former presidents of Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia, as well as British billionaire Richard Branson. Opponents say drug use has a major impact on society and legalization will only make things worse. Joining us tonight,
last place you'd expect to find hundreds of people smoking pot, but seniors living at the Laguna Woods Village Retirement Community, also known as Leisure World, have formed a nonprofit, patient-run medical marijuana collective.
The thought of nausea disappears, and it's replaced by what's commonly called the munchies.
died because U.S. officials deliberately allowed weapons to get into the hands of drug cartel members?
That's what they're saying, Wolf. The program was called Fast and Furious, and Furious describes the congressional hearing looking into it. Members want to know who gave it the green light and what they were thinking.
Agent Brian Terry was killed last year near the Mexican border. Two guns were recovered nearby and traced. It turned out the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had allowed the weapons to wind up in the hands of criminals. Brian Terry's mother was shocked when she found out.
I just was flabbergasted. I didn't believe it at first.
Three whistleblowing agents from the Phoenix ATF office say supervisors did not allow them to intercept weapons bought by so-called straw buyers for cartels and criminals. The goal was to wait until the weapons surfaced at crime scenes in Mexico and then bring down an entire arms trafficking organization. But the agents say such a tactic, often used in drug cases, was a colossal mistake, a catastrophic disaster when used with weapons.
We weren't giving guns to people who were hunting bear. We were giving guns to people who were killing other humans.
Rather than meet the wolf head on, we sharpened his teeth, added number to his claw. All the while, we sat idly by watching, tracking, and noting as he became a more efficient and effective predator.
It's a failure. They recommend legal regulation, adding taxes, rules, and referring chronic users to treatment instead of jail. Big game. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, the former presidents of Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia, as well as British billionaire Richard Branson. Opponents say drug use has a major impact on them. Available, especially for kids?
Well, first and foremost, you're right, I do disagree. All objective reports that have been done, government studies have shown that the gateway theory is not true. It's been debunked plenty of times. And as far as if it is true and if a legal regulated model would cause increase in youth rates, I believe that is false as well. You look at it now, and every year teenagers say it's easier to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol. And the reason being is that drug dealers, they don't check ID. You go to a local liquor store, and the retailers who are licensed, they're regulated by local governments, and they've got a lot to lose should they sell underage. Your corner drug dealer or what have you, who sells marijuana amongst other much more dangerous drugs that kids don't have access to through him or her, they have no incentive to check ID and to keep it out of the hands of America's youth.
Well, you mentioned your theory that debunks the gateway theory, but
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Thursday night, having so much fun.
And marijuana use.
No, seriously, some big reports coming out that's showing the 40-year-old anniversary of the war on drugs is the best opportunity to acknowledge how much of a failure it is, so that's what we're going to do tonight. I'm furious. I do this every Thursday as part of WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough's Thursday Night Extravaganza craziness. You heard Dr. Buck Rooster back there. Drive safely, my friend. And also, we got more goodness coming up for the next hour, and then after that, Bodacious Bass, some cool ska, punk, reggae stuff. I like to just take a theme. This theme tonight clearly is about how world leaders are calling for an end to the drug war. And we're going to play some cool underground hip-hop that you haven't probably heard anywhere else, including the stuff we started off with, Token Monsta's newest album. And I got some more from her old stuff and other good news from the week. I'll be back. Stick around to Micropower Radio. I'm furious.
No wonder they're eating dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Folks, we cannot have the greatest generation burning down. Before you know it, they'll be crocheting blacklight pillows and trying to sync up Perry Como's Lightly Latin with season 3 of Murder, She Wrote. Plus, we all know that pot is a gateway drug. Soon these seniors will move on to meth, and no one will know because they've already lost all their teeth.
Put those drug lords out of business? I mean, won't it just help them grow their business even more?
Absolutely.
They already
not.
Have the pipelines, the infrastructure, that sort of thing?
Absolutely not. With a regulated business, with a regulated marijuana model, legitimate business people would be given license to grow and to sell and to tax and regulate marijuana. You don't see Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors getting in gang wars on the streets of Denver and Milwaukee over beer markets. The reason being is they've got legal channels to solve those disputes.
We'll be right back. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click.
The legal channels aren't open to the cartels at this point. The only way they can solve their dispute is with guns and with violence.
Well, all sorts of analogies here, and I'm sure you've got a lot of people talking.
Outside the White House Monday in a protest calling for the abolition of mountaintop removal coal mining. The rally is called Appalachia Rising, a multi-day event organized by residents of Appalachia communities impacted by mountaintop removal.
Render unto Ghidra what is Ghidra's. 10 to 1 he sees you through a beaker and a tweezers. Read the fine print and be like, what's the big deal? Spun wheels of steel since broke wheel, big wheel. Back when it was greasy ass curl, now it's easy dread. Had a rhyme on how to use to tease him about his peasy head. Yes, yes, y'all, to the beat. Have a ball, have a call, have a doorway, grab a straw, jab a jaw. Since two-tone leaves, these new phonies is bony holes. Lonely like cheese and bologna only. I could have broke my sacrophiliac. Silly grind, Billy Jack, Illy Nine, Millie Black. Listen to it go bang. Through and through a Kango. A strange combination of a Kang routine slang flow. Two-thirds slow, one-third amazing. Wonder words, fine sponsor of this Thunderbird occasion. And have an iller rhyme, at least by Miller time. Collect a Skrilla and geese with a killer dime. Met her out in Killer Queens. Originally she from the Philippines. I love the way she fill her jeans, still a teen, and made for strange bedfellows. Okay, so it's head to elbows for shell toes. Uh-oh, heads up, there she blows. A whole load of head and shoulders, and who care where she goes? Let the music take control. Just don't let the evildoers abuse it and use it to take your soul. It's like putting fire to fake gold to turn color and get duller than a baked roll with no butter. The shutter of a cake hole who break drakes till it get old and flake mold. Cornball, haven't seen white stars, I warned y'all. Like getting hit with a bottle of mold from Sean Paul.
He not white.
Oh, he mad like gold. Either which way, they not ready for the lightning show. And can't scandalize mine. You could ask a swine who can't stand when I shine. Ghidra the professor add a question to the lessons. He suggests you get a full assessment instead of guessing. It's too stressing. Did he stutter like rookie yes men? Or did he just bring the butter like the cookie chessmen? This just in, they ain't even worth the worry. Lying on they first birth and couldn't even hurt a Smurfberry. Hear ye, how dare ye. Go up against the king who do his thing tri-yearly. They too carefree with their mouth around here. Off with his head and display it in town square. Atop a 7 feet spike, make sure it's all tight. In light of when the peasants throw stones with all they might.
Skull one thing that isn't talked about enough when it comes to the war on drugs is the big business behind it. Now, I bring this up today because it turns out that there are two separate government studies that were done into the war on drugs, and the government studies found that the Obama administration cannot justify the amount of money we are spending on the war on drugs. No big surprise, right? So, of course, we all know that it's costing us billions of dollars, right? But where does that money really go? Well, just like the wars that we're fighting in the Middle East, a lot of the money goes to private contractors.
Guys get caught early in Baltimore like Kirk.
Our law enforcement, how they can enforce this war on drugs.
Anna, I have to be honest with you. I did not know that private contractors were involved in this.
A Republican congressional staff report says the program was authorized at the highest levels of the Justice Department.
We're investigating you, your organization. We want to know what felony, stupid, bad judgment led to allowing this program at the highest levels.
Saying it's a failure.
It's a failure. The Global Commission on Drug Policy issued a report saying government should decriminalize drug use. They're also claiming small users rarely hurt anyone but themselves. They recommend legal regulation, adding taxes, rules, and for economy.
Elected is in
a
The government you have elected is inoperative.
Because as regular viewers know, I am a friend of actor and former oatmeal spokeswalrus Wilford Brimley. From time to time, Wilford calls me to offer his wisdom. He's sort of my mentor. The other night, I received a disturbing phone call. And since I record all of my calls, it's for the lawsuit. I can play it for you now. Jim.
Hello?
Hey, college.
Wilford?
It's Wilford. Wilford Brimley.
Wilford, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Are you okay?
I am as fried as a churro. Smoked a big furry nug of that cosmic goo marijuana. It's prescription. It's for my diabetes. Diabetes. You ever say a word so many times that loses all meaning?
Wilford, I have to work tomorrow.
I won't take any more of your time. Hey, what do you think really goes on inside a dishwasher? I'm thinking about crawling up in there.
No, don't. Should I send somebody over there?
Not unless they want to see a 76-year-old man eating oatmeal on the bus.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut.
No.
We at the Taco Bell.
No.
We at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
What? We at the Pizza Hut. That Taco Bell. That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Wait a minute, I've got that taco smell.
Hey, that guy in the oatmeal box. I think he's looking at me.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
No, Colbert, wait.
Yes?
I love you.
Thanks, Wilford. I don't know what to... What's that noise?
I gotta go. I put a DVD of Cocoon in my toaster oven to rewind it, and now the whole breakfast nook's on fire.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Pizza Hut. Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four.
Pizza Hut, no. Kid. I'm at that Taco Bell,
really?
Kid. I'm at that Commune,
no.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Okay, wait. Where's the fire extinguisher? And put it out with oatmeal. The oatmeal's on fire.
Kids. Kids, listen to your elders. They're a font of wisdom. And elders, lay off the debug. We'll be right back.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. One more time. I'm at the Pizza Hut. One more time. I'm at the Taco Bell. One more time. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What?
9:15 on Tuesday.
Official said he was unable to say who authorized the program, but that the Attorney General wants to get to the bottom of it, and the department's Inspector General is investigating.
And apparently, even during the Obama administration, we've given over $3 billion to private contractors,
right,
to go to foreign governments and teach them about how to fight the war on drugs, which is an awesome joke, because what do we know about fighting the war on drugs? The war on drugs is a total and abysmal failure. And the amount of drugs coming in is just the same as it was before, no matter how many people we arrest.
And of course, who's involved whenever it comes to private contractors making billions of dollars? DynCorp. Okay, the same people who funded Bachabazi, little boys to go to these terrible, disgusting people in Afghanistan, these pedophiles that would take advantage of these people, they would bankroll these Bachabazi parties, right? Now, our government paid them $1.1 billion between 2005 and 2009 just so they can teach other countries about the war on drugs and how they can deal with illegal drug trafficking.
it's all the defense contractors. And as soon as I saw the list, I was like, of course! Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, ITT, ARINC. So all these guys making all these billions of dollars. And then as I saw that, I was like, well, of course we're never going to stop the war on drugs. These guys are making billions off the war on drugs. Now, that gives you your answer. Look, you know, some people have the theory that it's the alcohol companies that don't want the competition, etc. And there's some evidence to back that up, given what the alcohol companies do on ballot measures. When pot's up for legalization, they usually fight it, etc. But to me, this is the much better example. And people who make more money specifically in fighting this nonsense war on drugs.
Gateway drug. Soon these seniors will move on to meth, and no one will know because they've already lost all their teeth.
Lenny, what is associated with drug dependence as an adult, the younger the age of the first time?
Well, first and foremost, you're right, I do disagree. All objective reports that have been done, government studies have shown that the gateway theory is not true. It's been debunked plenty of times. And as far as if it is true and if a legal regulated model would cause increase in youth rates, I believe that is false as well. You look at it now, and every year teenagers say it's easier to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol. The reason being is that drug dealers, they don't check ID. You go to the local liquor store, and the retailers are licensed, they're regulated by local governments, and they've got a lot to lose should they sell underage. Your corner drug dealer or what have you, who sells marijuana amongst other much more dangerous drugs that kids don't have access to through him or her, they have no incentive to check ID and to keep it out of the hands of America's youth.
He backtracked from earlier statements that the ATF made every effort to interdict illegally purchased weapons.
We're not clinging to the statements in those letters.
But Congressman Issa accused DOJ of stonewalling the congressional probe.
If you're going to count pages like this as discovery, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's not discovery. That is saying that nothing within the document requested under any circumstances are we going to be shown.
And Furious is far from over. In addition to the multiple investigations currently underway, more than 1,000 of the weapons that walked are still unaccounted for, still in the hands of criminals. Over. In addition to the multiple,
be shown.
The follow-up from Fast and Furious is.
Focus south of the border. If you're in this region, we hear a lot about violence. We hear a lot about the cartels battling with each other and civilians getting caught in the middle of that.
But what we don't hear about is how that impacts lives on this side of the border, and how there's also a culpability on this side of the border, because frankly, it's the demand for illegal drugs in this country which really sets up the wars south of the border. So that's what we're looking at. American audience and the Mexican drug war.
One of the stories you had on the series was how large of a market this is. This is somewhere between $20 and $40 billion that's going to fund the cartels.
Exactly. It's a tremendous amount of money, most of it flowing south from the United States into Mexico.
You also had an interesting story in there about how the foreclosure crisis is playing into this, and how some of these abandoned homes are turning into drop houses. Explain that.
Many cities across the country, but especially here in the Southwest, you see foreclosures all over the place. You see empty houses, you see whole swaths of neighborhoods that have been kind of empty by the foreclosure crisis, and that has provided some opportunity for the cartels as they move their product from Mexico through these cities up into the American heartland to use these houses as easy places to get in and store their drugs, and often store people that they're smuggling north as well.
Right, and these drug dealers are the type to pay their rent on time and not complain about leaky faucets, right?
Exactly. We had a story about how these were some of the prime renters during the height of the crisis, how they would come through and that they were brokers.
But folks, as always, I am mostly worried about how this will affect me. Because as regular viewers know, I am a friend of actor and former oatmeal spokeswalrus Wilford Brimley.
Diabetes.
I have to work tomorrow.
I won't take any more of your time. Hey, what do you think really goes on inside a dishwasher? I'm thinking about crawling up in there.
No, don't. Should I send somebody over there?
$6.1 billion on the private contractors alone.
Flush down the toilet. Absolutely no use whatsoever. The thing is, everybody in government not only has to recognize, they do recognize it. Claire McCaskill, Senator, was part of these new reports that Anna's talking about, or commented on the reports. You've got the international report that just came out the other day as well, from all the former leaders of Mexico, Brazil, et cetera, et cetera.
Right,
Kofi
Commission.
Annan, the Global Commission, Kofi Annan, former head of the UN. In fact, former Republican George Shultz worked for Ronald Reagan. Former Fed Chair Paul, all these people. War on drugs is an abysmal failure. They all agree. But nonetheless, we have wasted $6.1 billion just in that stretch of time. Why? Because somebody had to get rich. Jump!
Should stay out of people's personal habits. You say marijuana, cocaine, even heroin should be legal if states want to permit it.
Has to recognize, they do recognize it. Claire McCaskill, Senator, was part of these new reports that Anna's talking about. We commented on the reports. We've got the international report that just came out the other day as well from all the former leaders of Mexico, Brazil, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, Kofi Annan,
the Global Commission, Kofi Annan, former head of the UN. In fact, former Republican George Shultz worked for Ronald Reagan. Former Fed Chair Paul Wolf, all these people. War on drugs is an abysmal failure.
I'm Neil Franklin, and thanks for stopping by. I'm the Executive Director for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Typically, the studies that have been done didn't factor out cigarette smokers and marijuana-only smokers. Absolutely not. With a regulated business, with a regulated marijuana model, legitimate business people would be given license to grow and to sell and to tax and regulate marijuana. You don't see Anheuser-Busch in the Coors getting in gang wars on the streets of Denver and Milwaukee over the beer markets.
$6.1 billion just in that stretch of time. Why? Because somebody had to get rid of it.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, signing off here relatively soon, and sending you off with some more of that new Toki Monsta stuff here in just a second. Fallen Arches is the track here off their newest one. Stick around, Bodacious Bass, more delicious micro-powered community-based radio. I'm Furious. Good night, everybody, especially you, DJ Charlie Char, DJ Ace, and, of course, Sister Cairo. Everyone else, happy summers. I'm Furious. See y'all soon.